Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Sup?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You love doing that.
Yeah.
Nick, how are you, Queen?
Well, I'm good, King.
Yeah?
I'm good as hell. Feeling good as hell.
Feeling good. I can't hit notes.
You know, tired of the bullshit. Go on, let your shoulders off.
Oh. These shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh.
Can't stop, won't stop. Tried. Broke something. Will never do again. Can't do, won't do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
No problem.
So, guys, we're rounding out the three eps that Nick loves, the 789s. And we're starting today's episode, we are starting to talk about Below Deck Season 5, Episode 9.
Ooh, baby. I love this show.
You love this show?
You know what I would do to this show?
Tell me.
I'd take it out behind the bleachers and get it pregnant.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Something I thought of, just something I made up myself. And I don't know, I thought you might get a kick out of it. I don't know, man. You know, I don't do comedy for myself. A lot of people do comedy so they can promote themselves and maybe have a better life for themselves and be adored and get money. And that's just not my bag, dude. You know, I make people laugh to make them feel better because life is hard. And I make you feel good. I wrote that on my business card. And people do not like it.
Can you describe a situation in which you would give that business card out?
Yes. Let's say I'm on a date with my girlfriend and, you know, it seems like the waitress is having a bad day. I would give her the card in front of my girlfriend and say what it says out loud. You know, I'd be like, I know you feel bad, but I want to make you feel good or something, whatever. I forget exactly how
it works. Oh, my God.
And I never know, you know, I never caught on that might be sexually forward. I just like to make people feel good, you know? Like when you've had a hard, stressful day, I just want you to lay back, lay down, you know, get very comfortable, and I'm going to make you feel good. Just joking around.
Oh, like, my
I'm a comedian.
God.
People say that sounds weird. I don't see it.
Oh, you don't see why that could be weird that you give a card where you're going to tell a person that you're going to make them feel good in front of, let me rephrase, a stranger that you tell you're going to make them feel good in front of your girlfriend.
Yeah. No, I mean, even when you explain it like that, I don't see what's wrong. I guess I'm just, people are different.
Lord help you.
You know what I do know about Below Deck.
That's true. Let's get into that because I don't think we'll ever recover from what you've said. So, like I said earlier, we are talking Below Deck Season 5, Episode 9. Okay, Nick, I thought you were going to hop in there.
Why? I never do.
I know, but I thought we were like doing a thing.
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to make that a segment of the show, all you have to do is tell me 6 or 7 times.
Oh,
still waiting on that email request for an email about what to put on t-shirts, Anna.
Okay, maybe we can talk about this over Zoom after the episode recording so I can just get some verbal confirmations with you. And
I have a 5 o'clock poker game. I gotta eat between episodes, so we better hurry up.
Oh my God, I am literally gonna kill you. Okay, guys, season 5, episode 9. We continue with the guests waiting on their luggage to be put in their room so they can put on their 15 pairs of swimsuits. And Nico says it's hard not to just jump in and act like the bosun and take charge. As if we don't know that.
You know, it was actually hard for him to do that even before EJ came. It was hard for him to take charge. Why is it suddenly so much harder not to do it now that someone is doing a better job at it? Really makes you think.
Yeah, it really makes you think. I just think, yeah, you are the master of boat facts, Nick. Nick is showing off his master of boat facts shirt. So Jen has to unpack the bags, and of course she's taking it personally that she has to do her job that she signed up for. The young fiancé, I'm going to just call them, so for this charter, I'm going to call them young fiancé and old fiancé, okay?
Very dismissive.
Because I can't remember their names, and one is the young fiancé of the
one
man.
One is a young, hot piece of
well,
tail.
Well, I'll call main charter.
An old, hot piece of tits.
I'll say main, how about this? I'll say primary charter and young fiancé.
Nice.
Okay. So young fiance puts on a hot swimsuit and primary charter almost dies from looking at it.
She's actually co-primary charter because they are together.
Okay. Why are you making this more difficult?
Further dismissive. Oh, no. I didn't realize you wanted. Okay.
Yes. I'm trying to dismiss everyone who comes on these boats
okay.
because they're trash.
Oh, now I know.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Heck. So, what was I saying? Old or primary charter almost dies when he sees young fiance in her hot bikini. So they drop anchor in Anguilla, and Kate calls Jen down to one of the guest rooms to show her a really weird, creepy teddy bear doll that's like super old and like just really creepy. Like what nightmares are made of in one of the rooms that, and yeah. I guess a guest brought it with them.
There is zero chance whoever that bear originally belonged to is still alive because they were probably murdered by that bear.
Yeah, I know. It's very like Annabelle. So Matt comes out.
You know, that's a true story.
What, Annabelle?
Yeah.
What?
That's what they always put at the end of that that franchise of movies. They're like, this is based on a true story. And it's always very funny because no, it isn't. All right.
Yeah, I was gonna say, prove it, bitch.
It's like based on these like people I think that hunted ghosts or something. They're like, these are their stories. And they're like, oh, the people who profited off people thinking there were ghosts. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line. You are bullshit, and I don't believe it. Yeah, back to you, anchor.
I just. Don't believe it. Okay. So, Matt comes out to talk to the guests about the meals and to see what they're into for dinner and lunch and all that. And Nico is checking out the young fiance in her bikini. And young fiance is asking for a quick lunch ASAP from the interior. So Kate and Matt are really quickly prepping everything for them. And she's also demanding music to be playing and keeps asking. And Kate sends Bruno to try and find the music controls. And Bruno's not happy about it because he doesn't think the... Because he's like, I don't work in the interior, and the interior is a mess. Why do I have to deal with it? And young fiance seems confused by what the lunch is as she's eating a salad. She's like, so is this just lunch? Is this it? And they're like, yeah, this is lunch. She's like, no, that's perfect. I'm great with that. Like, she is all over the place. And Bruno gives up on trying to find the music and is like, well, I'm not the interior, so fuck him.
Bruno, you are actually... Of the exterior, the most interior.
Yeah. And then Nico says a really shitty, unnecessary line where he says, well, Nico says this. He goes, well, the interior was not hired for their brains. That's what Nico says to Bruno when Bruno's complaining. And I don't think that's a necessary thing to say.
Okay, now let's break it down. Who do you think specifically he's talking about? Do you think he's talking about Kate, who has proven herself over more than a decade and is very competent every year, even when sexing up Jesus? Bree, the girl who he's fully in love with, lives with, makes love to, cheats on his girlfriend with, gets over his brother with, his end all and be all, his everything? Or Jen, a person who
suffers talking about Jen.
From a clinical case of dumbness?
He's talking about Jen.
Ah, okay. I just didn't know.
He's definitely talking about, I mean, he's just being rude in general, I think.
Yeah, rude in Jen and rude at Jen.
Yes, yes, exactly. You get it.
Thank
so,
you.
Young fiance has already changed into a different bikini to jump off the boat in and to play with the water toys. And Kate is annoyed by how much all the girls on the boat are shrieking. Excuse me, all the women on the boat are shrieking. And the guests will not stop drinking. The stews are hustling to get them everything they want. Nico tells Bree that his brother is coming in 2 days and says he's a really, really cool guy.
Yeah, of course. Everybody says that about their brother.
I just don't. Not me.
You?
I don't think my brother's that cool. But I don't. What if he's going to hear this and be like, what the fuck? I think my brother's cool. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't believe it because Nico sucks. So it's like, how can an older version of Nico be, you know?
Were you surprised or is that who you thought he was going
to
be?
Well, we'll get to it. So because he's not here yet, Nico. I mean, Nico, I called you Nico because your name's Nico. Okay, so everyone's prepping for dinner service and young fiance doesn't seem happy that she's engaged as people cheer. They're all like, congratulations on your engagement. And she's like, yeah, woo. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw everything.
I was like, wow, you clearly are not excited to be engaged to an older man who is not hot.
Robbie Lodes. This guy is the CEO of Metro Tickets.
Really?
Out of Dallas, Texas, where you can buy tickets to events. Now, I'm assuming his life has crumbled.
Oh, because no one can buy tickets. Well, there's just no live events to go to.
Although, did you see what people are doing now? They, I forget what the phrase is, like geotagging their concerts. And so they're like, I'm doing a concert in Phoenix. There's this many tickets, you know, downloads.
Oh.
And this many people are allowed to watch the stream. And it's only people in Phoenix or this country. Or this
interesting.
State.
I did not know that was happening.
Yeah.
I heard they're trying to come up with ways to open concert venues, like being like, everyone has to stay a certain amount away. You can only sell this many tickets.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, well, that sucks. I just, all of that stuff is like, you know, it's all energy and there's just, no one's going to want to go to concerts if they're all a quarter energy.
Yes, it's definitely going to be a different vibe and I don't know how it will work, but.
Either do it or don't it. That's what I say.
Okay. So they all love Matt's dinner and Kate is impressed that Matt has been trying harder in the galley and. Kate is asking the deck crew to help set up the bunny pad for a pajama party fort location for the guests. And young fiance asks main primary charter if she can have a chef like Matt. And he's like, yeah, sure. Anything for you, my love. And the deck crew is setting up the fort. And EJ says that Baker can be a little aggressive and he isn't used to it, but he's intrigued because it's different. And so the stews, they get pajamas ready for all the guests and Jen is delivering pajamas to each room and she's giving this wife and husband couple their pajamas and the wife tells Jen, my husband really likes you and closes the door, locking Jen in the room. And then from the inside, the audio, we can hear Jen being like, oh no, please don't take it off. Please don't take it off. And then Jen being like, in her ITM being like, yeah. And then the next thing I knew, there were titties in my face and I had to run out of there. Get out of there ASAP.
I think you know what I'm going to say. Take a drink.
Yeah, let me give you a chugga, chugga, chugga.
This in any other industry would require a meeting with management.
Yeah, well.
Not in yachting.
That is for sure. Yeah, so Jen runs upstairs and tells Kate what happened, and she says she doesn't want to go downstairs anymore. And she says she's never been propositioned by a married couple before. And Kate is now concerned, and she's like, well, I'm realizing the guests didn't mean pajama party. They meant lingerie party.
Yeah, they meant jam it in party.
Yeah. Well, they're all up on the top deck, like have the bunny pad, having their fort party. And they're demanding alcohol and shrieking per usual and just being wild. And they're a wild ride. And then they finally go to bed And Jen and Kate stay up and clean up after everybody. And now, it's the next day. Romance is in the air.
Now, I assume the first order of business is an apology to Jen. Did that happen?
No.
All right.
So, Bree and Bruno, they're cleaning the galley. Captain Lee calls Nico, EJ, Kate in to talk about a location for the beach party, and he says he wants to do it in Crocas. Crocas. And Nico's like, I'll take control of the beach picnic. I want to prove to Captain Lee that I'm a boss boy. A boss boy. A boss baby. That's what Nico is. He's a boss baby.
He is absolutely a boss baby.
Yes, boss baby.
He's like, I've worked too long and too hard in my 17 months as a yachty to not be in charge of everyone.
Yeah. And EJ says, go for it, boss baby. Do your thing.
EJ's like, I don't really work here.
Yeah. Nico's going over the beach picnic setup with the deck crew, and EJ is letting him because Nico wants him or wants to prove that he's capable of being a bosun to Captain Lee. How's this possibly going to go? Bruno suggests a nice bar setup for the beach picnic to Kate. And she's like, I would rather them play with the water sports than drink a ton at like 9:45 in the morning. And they want
do
the
both.
Yeah. Apparently the theme is girls and pearls. That's the theme of the beach party. So Kate is giving the stews all pearls to wear. And I guess the guys are all going to be wearing bow ties. And Kate is suggesting obvious lunch ideas for Matt. And he just agrees with whatever she comes up with because he's so bland. And she's like, I shouldn't be the one that's coming up with these obvious lunch ideas. But Matt is, Matt's a simple guy.
He's a hardcore Canadian man.
Yeah. Simple man. So the deck crew is heading to the beach to set up, and Bruno is very annoyed by the interior being so dysfunctional, and he thinks the interior... It's funny, because the interior thinks the deck crew's a mess, and the deck crew thinks the interior's a mess.
And who's right?
No, they're both a fucking mess.
I think deck crew is a bigger mess, but yeah. Gets it done better.
Yeah, I mean, I think the interior's a crew just a mess because of Jen.
Yes. I mean, she makes up for three messes.
So it's very windy and they're struggling to set up while the guests are on the boat waiting to go to shore. And Captain Lee isn't impressed and thinks Nico needs to be more on top of this setup. And so they're over 45 minutes late in their setup and the guests aren't happy. And Kate thinks Nico is a little in over his head. And after at like 2:45, basically, when they agreed to start at 2, they finally send the guests over to the beach.
That doesn't seem like it should be that big of a problem. The guests were probably cool about it.
Mm-mm.
40 minutes late.
They were not cool about it. They were all sitting on the boat being like, why are we just sitting here? I want to do something.
Disgusting.
These are the worst guests. They're just shrieking and they're drunk the whole time.
They got to tell us how they met. There has to be a 5-minute segment in this episode about how they got together.
You haven't done any Googling?
No. I mean, there's not like, they're not famous enough.
That's true. So Kate thinks the guests are lucky that Jen declined them because she doesn't finish any job she starts. Burn. That's a good burn.
Yes, of course. She doesn't finish any job she starts.
That's a good burn.
Yeah, she's a real bitch.
Okay. Guests are all smoking cigars and drinking a ton, and Jen is taking too long to deliver simple drinks like a bottle of water. So the guests decide to finally head back to the boat, and the deck crew is blaming the interior for the day being such a shit show. That's what Nico does. He just blames everyone else and never takes on the fact that maybe he's not good enough to be a bosun.
I don't think he cares. I mean, why would anyone think they could be a bosun after the amount of experience that he has?
Well, Nico does.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Nico. It's like, under no sir, he keeps thinking like, if this is different or if this guy was different or if I got one chance, then I could be a bosun. But it's like, no, you can't. In no scenario are you a bosun. You're not a bosun. You've never been a bosun. You're not a bosun now. There is a bosun here. It's not you. No one's planning on your next charter, you being a bosun. Stop saying the word bosun. You're embosoning yourself.
You're embosoning yourself, yeah. God, truer words have never been spoken. You are embosoning yourself, Nico, and we have had enough.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And we're back.
Yeah? What'd you do in the break?
I wrote down you're embosoning yourself to potentially put it on some merch. And that's how it works, baby.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. So Matt is in a good mood in the galley, and the guests are sitting down for dinner, and Captain Lee calls a meeting with EJ and Nico to tell them that the day was a clusterfuck and no one was paying attention to the details. The details are important.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says he's disappointed in Nico because he's not living up to his potential. And he's also mad that no one was responding to their radios. And you know what? I feel like even I know by now, your fucking radio needs to be glued to your asshole. You have to always respond. It is Captain Lee's biggest pet peeve when a bitch ass don't respond to their radio.
Tell him.
It's just so annoying. It's like, it's tell the simplest them. Thing. It's the simplest thing. Attach it to yourself. Anyway, EJ's right. annoyed because he gave Nico a chance to succeed and he fucked it up. So he's like, fuck you, Nico. He doesn't say that, but that's his vibe. All right, everyone's sitting down for dinner. And the guests bring the weird, creepy murder teddy bear to sit down with them at dinner. And they put a napkin around his neck so they can feed him. And a thing that no one notices, I caught this very quickly. They actually feed the bear and it opens his mouth and it takes the food.
What?
Yeah, dude, it was fucking creepy.
That's insane.
The bear is real, dude.
Okay, I can't find these fucking people. I found Robbie Lode's Instagram. He's at Metro Tickets. And there's pictures of this girl, but there's not many pictures. And he hasn't posted since September 30th. And it's mostly him, like, being in the front row of concerts. And there's no Sarah Lode's or Sarah Hall. You can't click on anything. He hasn't tagged anybody. Oh, maybe, well, I haven't searched for Sarah Lode. It's really weird that I haven't found any of these people.
I feel like she's like an influencer.
Yes, I would feel like she would have a couple hundred thousand Instagram followers. She has a hard to find account.
Yeah.
Sarah Hall or Sarah Lode's nothing. I cannot find her.
Sarah Hall is such a common name, though. That's a tough one.
Yeah, and there's a popular runner with about 100,000 followers named Sarah Hall. Sarah Hall 3, she's the only verified. Oh, wait a minute. Sarah, could that be her? No, it's just another beautiful blonde lady named Sarah Hall. And she's too active. Yeah, I don't know, man. They're a mystery. Maybe they're playing a character.
Maybe they've already broken up.
Yeah, but why can't they still exist?
Does he post any photos of her?
I think, but it's like she has such a basic, forgettable look. There's a picture of them even on the boat, and it's I'm like, that's a beautiful blonde lady, but I can't even tell if that's the same lady.
What's his name again? Or what's his handle?
Robbie Lode's at Metro Tickets.
Oh. Yeah, that's definitely her in the photo.
Well, why isn't it tagged?
Because he's an old man. It doesn't tag everything. Well, there she is.
I mean, why doesn't she exist? She doesn't have an account.
She does exist.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, my God. He's got really so confusing. Many kids.
All right. Well, let's move on because they can only listen to us Google for so long.
That's true. So, you'd be surprised what people will listen to. You know what I mean? Just joking.
Not anymore. Okay, so she's a realtor at Keller Williams Urban Dallas now. I found her LinkedIn page.
So the married couple who tried to lock Jen in their room, they keep hitting on Jen and telling her she's so pretty. And EJ is talking to Baker about how he's losing hope with Nico because he isn't trying to do any better. Nico, that is. And one female guest that had locked Jen in her room is so wasted that she asks for a bottle of water from Jen. And then she literally touches Jen's butt, like strokes it or squeezes it. I don't know. And then Jen runs back to the galley and tells Kate. And Kate says that Jen isn't as experienced as a yachty, so she doesn't know how to deal with these sort of situations when it comes to guests hitting on you or sexually harassing you.
Okay, take another drink, y'all. Take another drink.
Sexually harassed.
An awful thing to have said to her. She's victim blaming. It is not something Jen is doing. There is no footage of Jen making someone feel like that Jen wants to have sex with them.
Well, she doesn't say that. She just says Jen doesn't understand how to deal with these sort of situations.
No,
like
she said that the things Jen is doing,
well, she says that
are
later,
interpreted as flirtatious. And if she keeps doing the things that she's doing, of course, people are going to try to keep having
sex
with her.
What happens is the drunk female guest comes into the galley asking for coffee and iced water. And Jen is like, yeah, we're bringing it up. And I guess puts a hand on her to lead her out of the galley. And Kate's like, don't touch the guest because you're giving mixed signals. And Jen's like, I was just guiding her out to protect you and Matt from her. And that's the situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kate's like, don't give them any reason to think you're interested. Oh, Lord.
Boo, Kate.
Yeah.
Boo, Kate.
So Nico's going to bed and he says he wants to try harder to prove to Captain Lee that he doesn't need EJ around. And he writes a motivational quote to himself on his whiteboard and it says, find something positive in every day. Good luck with that, Nico. Mm. EJ says that Baker's accent really turns him on, which I was like, okay. And the guests are wasted and slowly going to bed. And Jen is hiding from them after making sure their rooms are like ready with their turndown survey, because she does not want to get kidnapped again. Okay, everybody. It's the next day.
Yay. They lived.
They live to see another next day. Nico and Bruno are talking in the morning and agreeing that this charter has been going horribly. And this was so cute. Captain Lee calls Bruno Brew Brew. I loved it.
Why?
He's like, okay, Brew Brew, I'm ready for you. And yeah, Bruno nails the pulling up of the anchor. Brew Brew is learning
Brew
a lot.
Brew because they'd been calling him, Nico called him Brew Brew on the walkie?
Maybe.
I don't think he just...
No, I don't think he made it up.
Brew Brew.
I think he's like having fun.
Yeah, for once. Thank
hey,
God.
Look, if Captain Lee's happy, I'm happy. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. It's a dangerous culture.
Okay. How so?
If Captain's happy, then you're happy. That's how corruption starts.
Okay.
You just gotta serve the master. The dictator is look. Hey, I may be getting a lot less tips than I used to, but Captain Lee's happy, so I'm not gonna say anything to rock the boat. He can have all the money.
All right, guys. I know you guys are drinking a lot in this episode, but Nick just came for Captain Lee, so chugga chugga. You know better than that, Nick.
He knows better than that.
You don't. So, Captain Lee finds out that they can't dock for another 2 hours at the original location of St. Martin. And so he's like, well, we're going to have to drop anchor and take the guests to shore by tender. And so the guests are leaving and they're happy with their stay. And they say they're aware of how annoying they are. And they call themselves the Hot Mess Express, which I thought was pretty spot on. And they should also call themselves the Sexual Harassment Express. Bree compliments Jen's work after the guests leave and they dock the boat finally. And she's like, you really killed it. And Jen really appreciates it. And Kate agrees with Bree and says that Jen did really well on this charter.
I don't believe it.
Why?
She's probably using a different metric. Do you think she did well for Jen or do you think she did well, period?
I think she did well for Jen.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that makes more sense.
I think she was more on top of her game, considering she was being like propositioned for a threesome the whole time.
Hell yeah.
But what do I know? So, Nico says his brother is in town and he's trying to get a party bus together so they can all go bar hopping together. And it's tip meeting time. And Captain Lee says they are making some strides forward, but they're also threading water in some places. And he says he's not satisfied with just being mediocre. And Bruno's like, oh, mediocre, mediocre. Well, He doesn't know how to say that word.
As the daughter of an immigrant, I can't believe you would do this.
I was trying to do his impression of trying to say mediocre, which he doesn't know the word. So he was being like, what is this word mediocre? But it's not good. And he says he's saddened to hear that they're being mediocre because he wants everyone to succeed together. Bruno. Oh, Bruno. Yeah, so they get an 18K tip, which Captain Lee is apparently saying is just okay.
No one was mad about it.
No, 18 seems good.
When he was passing around, it was like six, you know, it was like 1600 or something.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, that's dope. Shut the fuck up, Captain. Also, this shouldn't be what your big speech is. You know, it's like, you guys didn't do enough to please them. It's like, they tried to rape Jen.
Well,
you know, they shouldn't be hearing a speech
about these things.
Not doing enough.
They just don't talk about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain Lee calls Bruno Brew Brew again when he's giving him his tip money. Brew Brew. So Nico's getting the crew together to go out with his brother, and his brother shows up and he's wearing his shoes on the deck, and Nico demands he takes his shoes off, which I was happy about. And he says he is happy for his brother to be there so they can he can reset his brain emotionally. Because I think things have been very tough considering they both lost their younger brother recently.
Yeah, and one of them has Nico as a brother.
Well, so his brother's name is Josh, right?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Let's say Josh.
No, it's definitely his brother's name. What?
I said sure.
How dare you?
How dare I?
How dare ye? Yeah, he says he's very happy for his brother to be there. And Josh, it's interesting because Nico could be a little ethnically ambiguous, but Josh is like pretty white guy. Like not like a pretty white guy, but he's like he looks like white. But Nico looks like he could have some sort of maybe Latino in, what was I trying to say? I was literally going to say Latin as if that's a thing. But maybe, yeah, he has got some Latin in him, or maybe he's got maybe some Eastern European in him. So maybe some sort of Mediterranean of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because obviously we've just been spending time in Greece recently on this show, and there were people named Nico in Greece. And so I've never really thought about him anything other than Greek.
Oh, but he could be Greek.
But Nico could be short for anything. Nico, you know, could be short for Nicholas.
Yes. And I wasn't going based off his name. I was going literally based off his looks. Like he could have some sort of Mediterranean, Latin, and or Eastern European stylings in his blood.
Whatever it is. Serve me up a spoonful. You know what I mean?
Don't I? Well,
you know
anyway,
what I mean.
Let's take another break and then we'll come back and finish up this episode.
Okay, bye.
And we are back. Okay, so yeah, Nico meets Bruno, his brother Josh meets Bruno and everyone else, and they and Jen's like, ooh la la, Josh is cute.
Ooh,
he could be
la
one
la.
Of my ex-boyfriends. Oh yeah, let me give it a little.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. He could be one of my ex-lovers.
Ooh la la.
And I'm like, God, Jen is so horny. Someone just finger bang her up against a wall.
Wow.
So she might feel better.
No, of course anybody would.
Because she's always talking about how how she has a lot of built up sexual frustrations now that she's realizing she's not around her daughter and doesn't have to like focus on raising her child. She's like realizing that the hormones are a flowing. Oh, honey.
Yeah.
You're a good time.
So dumb. Dumb people have like a higher sex drive because they have less clouding their mind.
Well, she says when she's with her daughter, she doesn't think about it at all because she's like so busy raising her child.
That's not surprising. It's also a dumb thought and a very dumb thing to say. When I'm around my child, I'm not thinking about fucking guys all the time. You know, that makes sense.
Look, there have been some bad moms. Okay, you can't really discount the fact that she is actually like being a good mom. Not all moms are like, sorry, when I'm with my child, I don't think about selfish things. Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Captain Levin meets his brother. And then everyone, everyone gets ready to go to the beach. And we learn that at the beach, we learn that both Nico and Baker have third nipples.
Oh,
interesting, right?
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Because third nipples are very misleading. They're never a full nipple. And every time I get very excited, I'd be like, ooh, cool. And then it's always just like some red dot. They're like, technically it's a nipple. I'm like, ew, no, I want to see a nipple on the end of a giant breast. Otherwise, it's not a nipple to me.
All right, well, Nico and his brother are catching up on the beach, and he's telling him all the bosun drama with EJ, and he's being like, is that guy a douchebag? And his brother's like, yeah, that guy's a douchebag. And it's like, yeah, well, okay. And then he's telling him about all his girlfriend drama and how he's been hooking up with Bree, and he's like, yeah, I had to, like, break up with her because she was being all insecure. Because I was cheating on her, so, you know, I had to do it.
Yeah, and this bitch was like, she would always call me and be like, hey, are we okay? Because you seem distant. Can you believe this fucking bitch? I had to fuck Bree 6 times today to even get over hearing that.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, and I, you know, she didn't even want me to come. She's like, don't run away from your issues. And I was like, you bitch.
Yeah, she's like, she wanted to stay in a relationship with me. It's like, babe, there are no jobs on land. People have to run away for months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm too deep into this. You know, I'm 23. Yeah. It's not like I can go start a new career. I'm bosun.
Yeah, except for he's not.
He's not bosun.
And what a fool. But anyway, his brother's just like, yeah, totally, bro. Like, I totally get you. Because, like, what is he going to tell him anything different? But anyway, Bree says she and Nico haven't talked about long term, but here she is meeting the family. So I'm like, okay.
They've made that joke more than once. It's stupid. It's a timing thing. We know it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Well, she says earlier on, like, when you're on a yacht, everything moves like 30 times quicker. So all of a sudden you're married.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So EJ and Baker are hanging out, and he doesn't know what to do when it comes to hanging out with her. He's like, should I kiss her? Should I hug her? And Baker's like, uh-oh, EJ's trying to figure out how to put the moves on me. And then he, like, invites her to come sit with her and then gets sand in his eyes immediately.
Yeah, EJ, here's what you should do regarding Baker. You should stick your penis inside of a hornet's nest.
Oh, my God.
And then don't ever come back to anywhere a camera might be because I don't want to think about you anymore.
Yeah, what a mess. And he just has no game. He's so corny and so Ned Flanders. He just like, hey, babe, you got sand in my eyes. It's like, dude.
I was just wondering, I don't know, if you weren't doing anything and like, I wasn't doing, oh God, please. On my penis.
He just has no chance. He's like, she's like, are you okay? He's like, my eyes. She's like, is he hitting on me? But anyway, what a mess.
I digress.
A mess, but I digress because it's a mess. So, the party bus arrives and Nico says, Freako's coming out tonight. He's really going to let loose. Bam, 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 Freako.
Freako's here. That's three Nicos that are here.
Three Nicos, a Freako. Nico,
his brother, and Freako. They're all out tonight.
Got it. So everyone's drinking and partying, and Jen says she's definitely feeling Josh's vibes as they dance together. But she says that he's a little younger than her, but still her type. And I was curious, like, how old is Jen, and how old is Freako's older brother?
Jen is, like, 32, 33. And his older brother, I would assume, is 25.
25 or 26, around there.
Yeah.
Huh, well, I hope she fucks him. I don't know.
She ain't gonna fuck him. She's such a fucking weird monster.
Who, Jen or?
Jen. She's a fucking, you can't fuck Jen when you're being filmed.
Okay. Well, everyone goes back to the boat, and EJ notices that he has really dirty feet. And he's like, I gotta wash my feet. And he's asking everyone to wash their feet. And he's like, Baker, wash your feet. And she's like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And walks upstairs, and he's like, Josh, let's see your feet. And he's like, no. He's like, come on, man, let's see your feet. And he's like, dude, leave me alone. He's like, you gotta wash your feet. You're walking all over our boat. And Nico defends his brother, and he's like, hey, man, lay off. He doesn't need to wash his feet, EJ. And EJ's like, are you talking shit again? And he's like, yeah, I am. And then EJ's like, man, both these guys are assholes. They're like, you know, these two brothers, they're both assholes. And that's where the episode ends, because, you know, they're both assholes. And
that's rude as hell, dog. You're going to get beat down by two fucking Nicos, dog. You come in my mess talking all this shit? Nah, 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 nah. I'm going to start whistling, and I'm going to tell the captain you was whistling to get you kicked off this boat, because that shit illegal.
Yeah. So is it time for boat facts?
Boat facts with Nikki T.
Hell yeah.
I want to talk to you about inflatable boats.
Okay.
Okay. Lightweight boat constructed with its sides and bow made of flexible tubes containing pressurized gas. You know?
Yeah.
You know
they're
what
called,
I mean?
What are they called? Constructed boats?
Constructed boats.
Sorry, what did you say they were called?
Did I say that? Inflatable boats.
Oh, but they're constructed by something.
Yeah, they construct them.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to Google them so I can look at them.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, these inflatable boats are made of rubber. Okay.
Okay. I'm looking at it.
That's fine. You don't need to look at it. It's not helping anything if you look at it.
Okay. You're being weird, but go ahead.
Yeah. No reason to look at it. Couldn't help. Now.
Okay.
They're rubber, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the discovery of the process to vulcanize rubber was made by two different people. One of them had the patent in the United States, and another one had the patent in the UK. And it was because of these people that these boats were made more popular. Their way to make rubber easily.
Yeah.
Now, each of these men, one in the UK, one in the United States, they actually went on to use that rubber to do a very specific thing in a very specific industry. Okay. First question is, what did these people's companies that are both named after them now make? That is their most popular product. It's the same product. And then also, if you get that right, two bonus questions. What are these people's names? Anna Hosnier, go.
How would I know their names?
What do these people,
what else do they make?
Popularized rubber making, what do their companies make today? Very famously. Very famously. Now think, what material are they using? Tires! You did it! Now, who are these people?
It's a famous tire company?
What are their names? They're both famous tire companies. You get two guesses. There's two answers. Go.
What are the tires? Who are good tires? I mean, Firestone? Or are they out? Firestone's out, right?
That's one guess. What's your next guess?
Oh, what's that one? Charles something?
What? How do you know Charles something?
It's not Charles Schwab?
What is... Do you think there's a tire company named Charles?
No, that's the financial group.
Yeah.
There's one that I always see.
No, this because it's crazy because one of these guys is named fucking Charles. And I don't know what you're looking up now. There's nothing to be looking up. There's no Googling to be doing.
No,
there's no
I Googled Charles Schwab to confirm that I was talking about
this is taking too long. I just wanted two tires.
I said
just
Firestone, right?
That's like, one. I just asked you to say two.
Okay, relax.
Name one other tire so we can end this.
Goodyear?
Yes! His name is Charles Goodyear.
Okay, there you go.
And that was hard to listen to.
That's what I see when I see the thing. I see the Charles Goodyear stores.
All right. Well,
and I was thinking I mixed it up with Charles Schwab.
He was granted his patent in 1838, and then in England in 1844, Thomas Hancock of Hancock Tires had the UK patent. Anyway, that's boat facts. Thanks to those rubber guys.
More like angry facts.
All right, that's it. Your birthday's not till tomorrow. I'm done. Bye.
All right, guys. You can follow us at DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. We have merch on TeePublic. And yes, by the time you hear this, we will have designs up. So go check it out. TeePublic/deckheadspod. You can please leave us a 5-star review. We would really appreciate it. Or just
leave us
some
boat facts and a
5-star
review on Apple Podcasts. That's it for me, Anna Hosnier. Yeah. Good night.
And you can follow me at
Anna
Hosnier.
All right, bye, guys.
And at Nick's Turners.
All right, later, guys.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.